paragraph Yud Gimel, Vizesh Om Rabbi Samzal, this is why the Gemara says in Brachas, Sheshloisha Dvorim Boim Al Yidei Surim, that there are three things that a person can only achieve through suffering. Vehem, they are Torah, the Eretz Yisrael, the Olam Haba. Ki Olam Haba, Rab Nosnal says, the future world, Hu Hatachlis, that's the ultimate goal that all of us have. She'oz yiskayim bayoymahu yi Hashem echad u'shmayechad. When a person gets to there, when a person gets to Olam Haba, that's when they will be fulfilled. The pasuk that says, on that day Hashem will be one and His name will be one. She'yeh kuloy toiv. It'll be all good. There will not be any more good and bad. Dayan ho'emes and hatov ha'metiv. There'll be only good. Kuloy echad. It'll all be oneness. And as we learned earlier, a person cannot get to Olam Haba, to that very high place, without suffering. Because through suffering, that causes the person to close their eyes tightly to respond to the suffering and pain. And he's closing his eyes from all the materialism of this physical world. And that transports him to Olam Haba, to the next world. V'zehu b'chinas Torah. And that's why the Gemara says there's a second thing that can only be achieved through suffering, and that's Torah. Ki mishom kol kabolas ha-Torah. Because it's from upstairs, from Olam Haba, from that very high place, that's where a person receives Torah from. That's where how Torah comes down to us. Mehorishimu shel habitul. Hanal, from the remaining effects of the bitul experience that we discussed earlier, al yedei hayisurin v'kanal. And again, what brings a person to bitul is when they're experiencing suffering. V'zehu gamkein bechinas Eretz Yisroel. So that's how one receives Torah. There are many people think, what do you mean Torah? I go into a bookstore, I go into Manny's, or I go into Eichler's, and I buy a chumash, and that's how I get Torah. Or I turn on my tape recorder, and I hear a cassette. Or I turn on my computer, and I see a video. What's this talk about Torah coming from some high, high place? The answer is, this is reality. The truth is that how Hashem is running the world, the Torah originates from this extremely high, high place up in heaven. And every single time a Jew wants to study Torah and absorb Torah and learn Torah, besides purchasing the book and besides, on a spiritual level, they have to transport their neshama upstairs to make the right connection to a very high spiritual place in order to be able to receive the Torah. What if I don't do that? Then lahavdol, then you're reading biology or chemistry and chumash. It's all one. Then it's not Torah. It's not that spiritual. It's not that pure, holy sefer. That's Hashem Himself. You're connecting to something else. You're connecting lahavdol to a book of Jewish lore, you know, or a book of Jewish ethics, or this and that happens to be, you know, available to you. But if a person wants to make a true religious, spiritual, permanent connection to the Torah, where the Torah is going to transform their life and it's going to improve them, this is the only way it can be done, the way we're describing here. It requires a person being able to detach themselves to whatever degree they can from the physical, materialistic world and be able to make a connection to a very high spiritual level and then be able to bring down the Torah from there. V'zehu gam kein b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. This is also why the Gemara there lists Eretz Yisrael as one of the three things that can only be achieved through suffering. Ki be'Eretz Yisrael shom ikar hamokoim hamekudosh sheboi zoichin levatel es atzmoi koroi. Because Eretz Yisrael is the main place on this earth which is holy, where a Jew has the ability to nullify themselves, to do this bitul, properly, to do it really properly, ulahamshich mishom oyer horashimonal lekashra b'libay koroi, and to be able to rock it up and reach that high spiritual place and be able to draw Torah from there, and then to be able to bind that Torah to his heart. Ki lekabel Torah mizrichas horashimonal, because in order for a Jew to be able to receive Torah from that beetle, from that connection to that very high place, and the remaining effects of it, ulekashra baliboy koroi, and to be able to really attach it to his heart properly, lozet srichin lekadesh haguf. In order to achieve that, the person has to purify his body, al yedei Torah u'mitzvos, by studying Torah and fulfilling its mitzvos. Ukefi kedushas haguf, and to the degree that the person has succeeded in purifying and sanctifying his body, kein zeicha lekashra baliboy kanal, that will determine to what degree he succeeds after he learns Torah, after he receives the Torah in his brain, to be able to pull it down into the heart and attach it over there. This is one of the most critical issues in Yiddishkeit that if people struggle with, or people don't understand properly and they don't know what's going on. The Gemara says in many places that the Torah will make you religious, the Torah will give, the Torah is the antidote to the Yetzirah, etc., etc. There are people who learn, and they're super rishoyim. They're doing all kinds of sins in thought, in speech, in action, every kind. So what's going on here? What am I missing? The answer is, one of the things that's missing possibly is that we're taught that whereas when a person is studying other stuff, a person's reading a newspaper, a person's studying biology, trigonometry, all of those things, you can absorb it in your brain and work with it in your brain, period. That's where you place the knowledge, that's where you take the knowledge in, and that's where you utilize it. When it comes to Torah, getting it into the brain is only step one. The pasuk says, V'yodato hayoim, you will understand and you will convey it to your heart. You'll transmit that knowledge to your heart. The heart is the arena where the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara are fighting it out. That's where all the emotion, that's where all the action, the desires, joy, sin, that's all in the heart. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, to the degree that a person has purified his body and soul, that's what determines his ability to take this Torah that he brought down and be able to bring it into his heart and secure it there tightly, that it should remain there and be able to help him every time he has to make a decision to choose between right and wrong, good and bad. He should make the right choice. And besides purifying your own body, in addition to that, you need to be in a holy place. Shehu Eretz Yisrael. A perfect example of that is Eretz Yisrael. Just like Lahavdil, we know a Jew is not allowed to be speaking or thinking Torah in a bathroom. Why? Because it's an unholy place. It's an unclean place. So we see that the Torah and unclean and unholy do not go together. To the degree that we prepare a place that's holy, whether it's a body that's holy, and even if the body is holy, but the body is in a bathroom, it doesn't help. The body has to be sanctified, and the person has to put themselves in a holy place, like Eretz Yisrael, like a Beis HaMedrash, a Beis HaKnesses. V'alkein, and this is why the Gemara says, Hador b'Eretz Yisrael, doime kemi sheyesh lo yeloka. A Jew living in Eretz Yisrael, that person has a Hashem. Whereas a person, we'll see, ki ikar hisnoitetsu selukusoi shenimshach mizrichas harashimu anal, hu b'Eretz Yisrael. Because the main ability to receive that light that comes from the Rishimu, we said when a person goes to a very, very high level of light, then even when they disconnect from there, even when they're coming back down, they bring with them a little bit, a residue, a film from that very high light that they connected to. The main place where that takes place is in Eretz Yisrael. V'al kein, and this is why, Kol Sefer Dvorim Medaber Harbe B'Shevach Eretz Yisrael. The entire Chumash Dvorim is constantly speaking about Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Ki Iker Kiyum HaTorah Shenimshach Me'azrichanal Hu Be'Eretz Yisrael. Because the main place on earth that's most conducive for a Jew being able to fulfill the Torah, which is coming from that Zricha of the Rishimu, is in Eretz Yisrael. V'al kein tzrichin lizboil yisurim koidim shebom l'Eretz Yisrael. And it's for this reason that a person has to experience suffering, struggles, difficulties before coming to Eretz Yisrael. Ki habitul anal shemishom me'ira harishimu anal bo al yedei yisurim kanal. Because bitul, which is what leads to that light of the Rishimu, is achieved through suffering. Now, interesting, you're going to have people that say, okay, I suffered when I came to Eretz Yisrael, in coming to Eretz Yisrael, the process of Aliyah and everything was very difficult, but now I'm in Eretz Yisrael, and I don't feel, I'm not getting all of this bright light. What am I missing? The answer is, in Rav Nosson Zal's Sefer Likutei Tfilos, where he wrote a tefillah for each one of the chapters of Likutei Moran, each one of Rabbi Nachman's Shiurim in Likutei Moran, several of those tefillahs are prayers to be zoche to get to Eretz Yisrael. We know Rav Nosson Zal lived outside of Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Ukraine, and he included in many of those tefillahs prayers to be zoche to get to Eretz Yisrael. So one of the leading Breslovers in the previous generation, Reb Shmuel Shapiro Zichron Levracha, was asked, what do you do when you say that tefillah? You live in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, I add one word. Instead of saying, Hashem, help me be zecher to get to Eretz Yisrael, I say, Hashem, help me be zecher to get to the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, to the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning that a person can be living in Eretz Yisrael and they're not there. They're not connecting. So even once a person crosses the physical borders and goes into Eretz Yisrael, that's when they first have to start praying and yearning to be zeichet to the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, to be zeichet to enjoy all the true benefits of being in Eretz Yisrael, which relate especially to a person's soul. We're not talking about the avocados and those also. The Gemara speaks about that what was, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get into Eretz Yisrael, What was it? Was it the fruit and vegetables that he was so desperate for? And the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses this, and Rav Nosson Zal discusses this at great length in Orach Chaim, Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Birchos HaPeiros. But for our purposes, what we're talking about most is the spiritual effects, the effects on my neshama, being able to connect to this high level of Torah. Paragraph Yudalit, now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh v'shomar Hashem lecho es habris v'es hachesed asher nishba alav oisecho. This is why the pasuk right after v'hoyo ekev tishmon, the next pasuk, the pasuk continues to say that Hashem will guard your covenant and the kindness that you receive, which He has sworn to your forefathers. V'shomar daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wording in the pasuk. Hashem will guard. What is he guarding? Hainu sheyishmor Hashem yizborach es hachesed sheyanim shecholenu. Hashem will guard the chesed that's flowing down to us from heaven, ba'oifen shenucha lekabloi, so that we'll be able to receive it, shelo yazik lanu chas v'shalom riboy hachesed kanal, and it will not harm us in any way. The plentifulness, the multitude of chesed that Hashem is going to shower down on us, He's going to guard us and protect us, that the multitude of chesed shouldn't harm us in any way. V'al kein, and therefore, afal pi shekvar nishba l'avoseinu la'aseh simanu chesed, even though Hashem has already sworn to our forefathers that He's going to show us kindness, afal pi kein e'ef sher lekabloi, still, sometimes, we're not able to receive that kindness, ki'im al yedei sheyekayim, unless we fulfill this pasuk, v'hoyo ekev tishmun kanal, meaning shenishma kol mishpatei haTorah b'soi choraglin. We will listen, we will receive all the effectiveness of the Torah in our feet, meaning in our money, in our possessions. Bebechinas ragli omda b'mishor, as the pasuk says, my foot stands up straight in a solid way. Dahainu b'soi chamomoin, this is referring to the money, the possessions of a person. Shenikro raglin, which is referred to in the Torah as one's feet. Dahainu shenie chazokim bekium haTorah v'amitzvos, meaning that we will be so solid in our fulfillment of the Torah and mitzvahs, ad shehamomoin lo yavir asonu chas shal mikium haTorah, to the point where even money and wealth will not be able to take us away at all, chas v'shalom, from fulfilling the Torah properly. Kishom bechemdas hamomoin shom ikara hachashosho shelo yishkach es Hashem Yisborach haidei ribuy hamomoin. Because it's there specifically in money that there exists the greatest danger and the greatest potential for a person forgetting Hashem as a result of the large amount of money that the person has. Kama shekosev, as the Torah says clearly, v'kesev ezov yirba lecha, you're going to become wealthy and you're going to have a lot of gold and silver, v'rom levavecha, and your heart will start feeling bloated, big, v'shochachto es Hashem alekecha, and you're going to forget Hashem. Ukama shekosev, and as we have another pasuk, v'di zohov, and a lot of gold. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, what are you complaining about? You're complaining the Jews built an egel, they made a golden calf? Who asked you to give him all of that gold? What were they supposed to do with it? Make tefillin out of it? So much gold, that was the trouble. K'moshe Dorsh Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara expounds on that. Aval imt, so we see that a lot of gold or a lot of money is dangerous. It can very easily sway a person, turn a person away from Hashem. Aval im tizke lishmoyas mishpatei haTorah, whereas if you will be zoiche to listen to the commandments of the Torah, gam bebchinas ekven v'raglin, and you won't just be listening with your ears or your brain or your heart, but even your ekev, even your feet are going to be listening, meaning you're going to bring it into your money and into your possessions. Da'ainu betoy chamomen kanal, you'll see to it to bring the Torah into your wealth. As we explained in the previous year, v'yoz then v'shamar Hashem v'shamar l'cha Hashem es haChesed, Hashem will guard the Chesed that's flowing down to you, meaning shelo yishloit boizor, that no stranger, no person who is undeserving should be able to get to it, boifin shelo yazik l'cha riboy haChesed chas shalom, so that the plentiful and multitude of Chesed that Hashem is flowing to the person will not harm the person in any way. Ki habole tire misainloi, because the Gemara says, when a Jew is coming and he wants to be purified, we help him. And because you're trying to do everything you can to remember Hashem, even when you have all of this money, gam Hashem Yisborach yishmor lecha haChesed, Hashem will guard and protect the chesed that's being sent to you. Dahainu sheyashpia lecha shefa chesed b'shmira gedoyla. Hashem will send down to you a flow of chesed, kindness, with a lot of guards all around it. Boifen shelo yazik lecha klal, to ensure that the chesed will not harm you in any way. There won't be any problem of riboy oyer. You'll have sufficient vessels and proper vessels to be able to receive the chesed in a good way. Bebechinas, as we say in Berchas Koyanim, Yivorechecho Hashem, the Gemara says, B'mamoim. When the Pasuk says Hashem will bless you, it refers to money. V'yishmarecho, and he will guard you and protect you from what? The Gemara says, Min hamazikim, from all kinds of negative forces, physical ones and spiritual ones that want to take away your money, that want to harm your livelihood. Shelo yaziku lecha hamazik alma, so that these forces of evil will not be able to harm you. They will not attach themselves to you as a result of the huge sums of money which is susceptible to them attaching themselves to. Va'oz daika, and then the pasuk continues, va'ahevcha, I will love you, uveirachecha, and I'll bless you, v'herbecha, and you'll multiply, uberach privitnecha priadmasecha, and Hashem will bless the fruit of your womb, the fruit of the ground, ki ashpilecha kol tov, Hashem will give you everything good, ki sucha lekabel riboy shefa chesed. Because you'll be in a position, you'll be able to receive that multitude of chesed because of the fact that you prepared the proper kelim. You have proper and enough kelim.